CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
Had a heated discussion with my sister yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah, and producer Rach was there. We had some lunch.
Yes.
And we're talking about, she's got 4 kids, 2 very young, 1's 2, the other's 5. So they're not due to pay any rent anytime soon, although if it was up to me, they would be. But no, she's got two older kids, 1's 17 and the other 1's 21.
Okay.
And they both still live at home. And I said, well, have they started to pay any rent yet? Lachlan and Brittany. I said, are they starting to chip in any money for rent? And she said, no money for rent yet. And I said, well, when's that going to happen? She said, oh, well, they're still studying and, you know, so I'm sort of supporting them while they do that. And I said, well, how are you going to teach them the real world unless you get them to start paying some rent? And then everyone started attacking me like I was some harsh, like I'm going to be some harsh parent one day.
That doesn't surprise me from you, actually. I feel like you would be the parent that would probably... You're like, you got to learn early, you got to start paying rent.
That's the real world, right?
Yeah, well, that is the real world.
How old's your sister?
My sister's 29, still lives at home, doesn't pay rent.
No way.
Yeah,
oh,
but
that makes me mad.
That's the type my parents are. Like, they're always going to look out for us and not make us do the hard yards where they can. And, like, when my mum comes to visit me, I will say that she pays for a lot of stuff. But, I mean, I don't live at home, so... Yeah. I feel like she spoils me on the rare occasion that she's here.
So you're getting your money's worth for all the years that your sister's had rent-free?
Well, no, because she lives rent-free. Like a couple of lunches here and there for a couple of days.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So you're getting your money
back.
You're getting what you feel like you deserve.
No, I don't feel like I deserve. My mum, she does it because she loves me.
Well, but it's not a love thing. And this is what I was trying to say yesterday. I was trying to say you need to teach them because when they leave home and they get a job and they have to pay all these things, internet bills and all this sort of stuff, I mean, it's going to be a reality
They're not going
shock.
To be able to do it. I mean, I've lived out of home since I was 15, so I've been doing the hard yards since I was 15.
And I think that's where I come from too. I moved out pretty early as well and had to start paying rent and stuff because if I had the free ride, I'd be like your sister. I'd be 29 still living at home.
And my mum always says this. She says, but she is still living at home though.
Yeah, because she's got it so easy.
Yeah, that's true. I think she'll move out this year.
There's no incentive to move out.
She just got engaged, so she has to move out. But my parents are building a house. You know how they're building their dream house,
yeah,
my
yeah.
parents? They're building like this whole section for them. I said, Mum, if you want her to move out. And my mum said, no, secretly, I don't want her to move out. So then I have to spend more time with your father.
So your mum wants
Big
you.
Steve.
Your mum wants you.
I think my mum secretly likes it.
Right.
She still likes it, and she loves when we're all at home too.
So if you moved back and you were anywhere near your parents, would you still live out of home or would you live at home?
So if I moved back to Stanthorpe, yeah. country Queensland,
yes.
like I had to move back there for a job or something, 100% would move back into home. I probably would chip in for stuff though.
Chip in. I'm fine with the chip in.
Yeah, I'd probably be the one who, I mean, I love to cook, so I'd probably buy groceries and cook
dinner every night. That's the other thing I said yesterday too. I said, well, do they do the dishes? No. Do they clean?
Oh, see, that I don't agree
Do they help with some laundry? No. And I said, what is going on? I want to move in here. It sounds great.
It's a holiday stay.
I'll stay with my sister.
I don't agree with that. 17, I don't think they should pay rent, but they should be pulling their weight.
Agreed.
Oh, 100%, I agree with you.
I never thought I'd turn into this person.
Oh, can you imagine if we have a baby?
Oh, show baby. Been talking about a show baby for a while.
Show baby.
That thing would be put to work as soon as it could.
It'll be like a prison.
Look, 13, 12, 16. I wanted to put it out there. I don't know if we'll get any calls on this, but 13, 12, 16, what's the...
Do you make your kids pay rent?
Yeah, and at what age?
Because producer Rach, you're paying rent.
Mm-hmm.
And so you should. You get a job and stuff.
Yeah, what do you pay? Make more
bucks?
Money than everyone.
You're rolling in it. You're rolling in the cash.
No way.
How much do you pay?
I'm at the moment $175 a week. That chips in for groceries and stuff.
$175.
Well.
Jeez, that's like normal rent.
Yeah, might as well move out. 13, 12,
It'll be cheaper
16.
If you move out, producer Rach.
I just want to find out what goes down at your place, just to get my head around it, and you know.
And maybe this is a wake up call to make some extra money off your kids.
Exactly.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
CFM.
13, 12, 16 is our number. Put it out there. What age should you be starting to pay rent if you live at home?
I think there's all different situations, to be honest. Like we were talking off air. I mean, if your kids are going to uni, then I mean, that's a hard ask. I mean, I did it. I mean, I was living out of home and I went to uni and I was having to pay my own rent.
That's
so.
What my sister said that because she's got the 2 kids living at home. And she said that while they're studying, she will cover them But if they weren't studying and they were just lazing around, then it'd be a different
story. Well, that's
story.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I think that's fair, but they should still be pulling their weight. If they're living at home...
Do some chores.
Yeah, do some chores, help Jody out with dinners. Contribute maybe at least once a week.
To bills or the internet,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, gets you ready to live out of home.
Rachel's in Niagara Park this morning. Morning, Rach.
Morning.
Good morning. How are you going, guys? We're
good. Well. How old are you, Rach?
I'm 25.
Okay. And yeah, when did you move out of home?
But I've been out of home since I was 17. But even like as soon as I got a job at 15, I've been paying board. And it gave me more responsibility. It, you know, made me realise the value of money. It made me work harder. I haven't been out of a job in, you know, a very long time. I've got two children myself, and they love helping me out around the house and things like that. And I think it's just respect, and it's, you know, showing respect for your elders. Like Centrelink, you know, offer you money from 16 years old, and yeah, that's to help study and things like that, but that's not a free load, you know, like, you know, pull your weight and, you know, offer some assistance because, you know, your family are working hard as well, your parents are working hard as well for you. So I just don't think it's, you know, I don't think it's a free ride as soon as you're able to, you know, help out, you should, I think.
Rach, did you go to uni or did you go straight into the workforce?
I was a mum at 18, so.
Okay.
But I've been in the workforce since I was 15 years old. I like finished my year 10 certificate when it was valid. I finished my year 10 certificate while I was doing a traineeship, you know, so I've got the work ethic behind me, and yeah, I can't believe some of these kids these days still living at home, you know, at 25 years old, and yeah, it's expensive.
My sister's 29, Rach. Do you want to call her up? Let's call her up and have a go at it.
It's not the real world.
But, you know, just help out a little. It's expensive to live out of home. I get it. But, you know, money doesn't go astray.
Exactly. Well, thanks for the call this morning, Rach.
Appreciate that, Rach.
A mother at 18 and now 25, so her kid would be, what, 7? Paying rent by 8, I reckon.
Oh, they've had to pay bond and...
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Maddie is in Bankstown. Morning, Maddie.
Morning.
Hey, Davistown. Close enough.
Davistown.
Our apologies.
Hey,
Maddie, you're taking it from the kids' perspective.
How
this
old
morning.
Are you, Maddie?
I am. I'm almost 19 and I'm still living at home and I don't pay board, but in saying that, I've been working since I was about 14, since you could get a job legally. And ever since then, I've been paying for majority of my own things. Like, I haven't asked for a dollar or needed it for a very long time. I pay for my own lunches and all those kind of things. But I think that learning and earning and respecting the value of the dollar starts well before you start paying rent. So if you're going to wait until a kid gets to 17 years old and then say, okay, well, you're almost an adult now, it's time to start paying rent, start doing this, start doing that, it's just going to, like, bombard them. And that's... You can't wait till then. Like, that should be something that's just kind of enforced.
That's a very good point.
Yeah, my dad said to me at the age of, I think I got a job at 14 or 15, even if it was just umpiring basketball games, but he said, if you want that new pair of shoes or you want that fancy T-shirt...
You can buy them.
You've got to buy it yourself, and it teaches you the value of money.
My parents did that too, or, like, even I think when we were younger, they'd be like, if you save up half, we'll put in the other half.
Yeah, exactly.
Just to, you know, get you ready for stuff like that.
Although I did rack up credit card debt, so I don't know how much it taught
oh,
me.
Oh, you did too?
Let's go to Jordan.
That's a chat for another time.
Just quickly. Morning, Jordan.
Morning.
Morning.
What's your take, mate?
I was paying board at 16 when I started working, and I paid 30% of my weekly wage and never had a problem. Like, what does a 16-year-old need money for, really?
Well, there you go.
Well, that's a good point.
Well,
and what was the chat like with your parents, Jordan, or that was just always the norm? It was just always like, okay, when you're 16, you'll start paying rent.
Well, it was like when you started working and whatever else, you start paying board. And then depending on how much we started making, depending on how much we paid. So I was only paying like $60 a week. But
yeah, not,
it meant,
not asking you to pay half the rent or anything.
Yeah,
just
but
just
chipping in is fine.
Yeah, exactly,
yeah, of course.
Exactly. And have you got kids
my mum
now?
Yeah. Me and my partner have an argument all the time that I reckon they should be paying board already.
How old are they?
3 and 1.
Jordan, start cashing in, mate.
Yeah, cashing in early.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM. Alive, Bree and Gaunzi's Sticky Hotline.
All right, so this is where we try and get a day off for someone that doesn't actually work at the workplace. You are very good at this game. Me, not very good.
Not the best. It's become a running kind of competition on our show now, hasn't it? It is your turn this week.
How many days off have you managed to get for people that don't work at workplaces?
I reckon three or four. Three and a half. Yeah. I think I got a half a point.
And what am I, one out of five?
I think you're one out of six.
Oh, my stinking record rolls on. But anyway, I'm willing to put it to the test. So
I get to pick the place you call.
Okay.
Oh, this morning I've got you a good one.
Okay.
I've got you.
Who are we calling?
What? We're calling the Big Banana Fun Park.
The tourist attraction, the Big Banana.
The Big Banana Fun Park in Coffs.
No. What am I going to say that I've eaten too many
bananas or something?
Okay. Yeah. Well, you have to. So this is it. You get one phone call. That's it. There's no second shots. It has to be within this phone call, and you need them to say you can have the day
off. They have to say within this phone call.
That's it. No matter how many people you chat to, you just roll with it.
All right.
Punch in the number. I'm ready.
Put it in there, Nick.
All right. Here we go.
Good morning, Edmund. Cassandra speaking.
Hi, Cassandra. How are you going?
Good. How are you today?
Yeah, good. It's Ben.
Hi, Ben.
How are you?
Good.
So I've only just started working there, so I don't know if have we actually met in person?
There's a couple of Bens. Whereabouts are you at?
In the theme park, in the Big Banana.
Yeah.
Or to be honest, I've only done like a couple of training shifts and I'm about to start.
Okay.
Yeah, so I haven't really picked my department yet.
There you go.
Sorry about that, yeah.
No, that's okay. As I said, we've got a couple of Bens. We've got one that works up at Toboggan and Laser Tag and there's another Ben down in the cafe. Oh. So I wasn't quite sure which one I was talking to.
Yeah, I met the Ben in the cafe. He's a legend, that guy.
He's a nice kid, yeah.
Isn't he good, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, who's doing the rosters there at the moment then?
I can have a look at the roster for you if
Perfect.
You like.
Yes, that'd be great.
Let me just pull it up here.
Yeah, just trying to get out of it. I've got to get out of a couple of shifts, actually.
What days are you looking at?
Oh, look, what day am I down there? Can you see?
Well, everything's in department, so I don't know.
Right, okay, I get you. It's really just my next shift I was trying to get out of. I've just got to clear up a bit
when
of time.
When is it, Ben?
It's on this weekend coming.
Okay, do you know whereabouts you meant to be, or...?
No, I was just waiting on that. I did a bit of time in the cafeteria, but that's how I met the other Ben.
Yeah.
So I haven't been told this shift in particular, but I was just waiting to find out and then try and get that off. Do you know if there's anyone that can replace me?
Well, I don't know where you are. So if I don't know where you're supposed to be working, I'm not quite sure.
Okay.
I don't have...
Maybe it is the cafe because I've spent most time there. So
I don't have the cafe roster in front of me. I only have the attractions roster.
Oh, right.
So maybe
two Bens in the cafe though. Imagine that.
Jeez. Sounds wonderful.
You're going off, yeah.
Look, what I might do is I might actually shoot them down an email now, which they'll grab when they're free, and I'll get them to give you a call.
Okay, no worries. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Ben.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye. What was I meant to do?
You should have just
know the departments of the super fun banana attraction.
There was two Bens. You could have picked one of them. You should have picked Cafe Ben.
Cafe Ben is a legend. I mean, I really should have gone with
him. You did pump up Cafe Ben, didn't you?
I was going to say that I needed the day off because I've eaten too many bananas.
You can never eat too many bananas.
Oh, you can.
Oh, potassium.
Look, you only get the one call. I couldn't get it over the line.
Guess what? That's no points for you.
I stink at this game. Yet again.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Hey, shout out to everyone that came along to our first birthday party on Friday night at the King Cumber Hotel.
How good was it?
We've been giving away tickets over the last few weeks and the people that rocked up on Friday night...
Really rocked up.
Legends.
Didn't they?
It was a great time. And King Cumber Hotel really came to the party too.
Serena and the guys down there, God, they looked after us.
It was great. Ellie Drennan was performing when we rocked up there. I didn't know Ellie was booked separately to us.
Yeah, she was booked by the Kinney, but then we claimed it.
We kind of jumped on her party, which was great timing for us.
She's
awesome.
She's amazing.
Good singer, yeah. When we sung ourselves happy birthday, though, whose idea was that?
Wasn't mine.
Someone just came and grabbed me and said, are you ready to sing happy birthday? I said, what, to myself? I said, yeah, here's a mic. So I went with it.
Who cares? Yeah. Bit
got
of
up
fun.
There, belted it out.
Karaoke. How did you think it went?
Karaoke. Oh, yeah, because you really wanted the karaoke.
Yeah, massive shout out to Keely and Bliss Entertainment. They did an amazing job.
Yeah, we waited until towards the end of the night to get the karaoke cranking because DJ Delicious was killing it.
She was killing it, wasn't she? Yeah. Her set went off.
Yeah, it was awesome. And then, so, yeah, karaoke, we from memory sung Islands in the Stream again.
You and I did sing Islands in the Stream.
Not as well as I pictured in my head going
into it. All I'm
going
to say,
yeah,
we knew Islands in the Stream, This Is What We Are, that chorus part. The rest, we had not a clue the words, like not one word.
No, not even how it went. Not just the words, but how the what do you call it, the melody goes.
Nothing.
I have no idea.
Not one clue.
Can anyone record that? I'd love to hear some audio of that for Friday night. Has anyone got that on video?
Oh, I hope not. That's what
when I say love, I mean I would love to bury that audio.
Yeah, seriously, we will pay you for the footage to get rid of it.
So no one ever hears it or sees it again. But look, anyway, we just wanted to say a big thanks to everyone that came along to our first birthday. A lot of people tried to get tickets and couldn't make it on Friday night either.
There was also a lot of people who were at the King Cumber Hotel and joined in. Yeah. They were like, what's going on in here? Because it was such a good time. There was all these extra people. But did you see the two? Like, let's be real. I reckon they would have been in their 80s.
Yeah.
And they were sitting in kind of our area, like in the Hairy Goat Bar. They were in their 80s, a right. Cute couple, cutest couple ever. And they were sitting there in the Hairy Goat Bar, like I think they might have been just having a drink or maybe some dinner. And I've like looked over and DJ Delicious is setting up on the decks. And they were kind of looking around and going, I think there's something happening here tonight. Next minute, let's just say DJ's put on some R&B that's got some interesting words in it, 50 Cent Candy Shop, and I don't think they've ever heard that song before, that couple.
Did they leave or stick around?
They stayed for probably...
Oh, yeah, they did.
they hung around for a couple of songs, and then I think they hightailed it out of there.
I'm pretty sure I saw her up on the bar with her...
No,
wasn't her. That must have been
different
someone
lady.
Else. Anyway, big thanks to the King Cumber Hotel again and everyone that came along Friday night.
Great atmosphere on a Friday night. If you want to go to the Kinney, get down there
That's
and
awesome.
See the guys.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
CFM.
Biggest event over the weekend, Gaundy, was, of course, Mardi Gras.
It's raining.
We get there.
We'll get there eventually. 2017 Mardi Gras, massive celebration in Sydney over the weekend. Thousands upon thousands of people celebrating the theme this year, which is creating equality.
How'd you go?
Oh, it was a great time. There's so much love at Mardi Gras.
Talk us through it. I'm interested to see what goes. So, because we had our birthday on Friday night.
Yes.
We had our first birthday party. That was a big one.
Amazing.
And then I, on Saturday, thought I couldn't think of anything but sit on the couch. And then...
Well, I did that for most of the day.
Next thing I find out, you're off on a Saturday night doing your thing.
Yeah.
So what happens?
Well,
you get there, you check in your hotel.
I had some drinks with some friends. We had a few drinks and then we went down and watched the parade, which is amazing.
Like, how long does the parade go for?
I don't know. It goes for a fair while.
Okay.
Like, it's a long parade. There's heaps of floats. Famous people usually on the floats getting involved.
Who's the most famous?
Nick, back in the studio, who was the most famous person there this year, do you think? No, I don't think he was on a float.
Troy was on a float, yeah.
He was.
And genuinely, he was probably one of the most famous. There were some real, like, amazing E-grade celebrities as well. Ben from Big Brother a couple of years ago was on. Courtney Act was on. Yeah, people who are famous in Gayland but not really famous anywhere else were everywhere.
Did you see, it was the first year the A-League, they got involved, the Sydney FC were involved this year, which is cool.
And Holden as well got behind
Mardi Gras. And
Holden got
involved,
that was awesome to see. Yeah, that's good.
But this year I went to, I think it's the official after party, the Horton Pavilion. It's where the parade ends. So that's where the parade kind of walks into and that's where the big celebration is. 25,000 people.
Jammed into the Horton.
So it's massive. It's huge. Oh. There's like a couple of different... It's kind of like, I guess you'd say, a festival. Like Stereosonic. There's a few different kind of venues. And yeah, it was huge. Massive. That's exactly right. That pretty much sums it up in that song there. But I was with a group of girlfriends and one of my friends said... She goes, oh, I just started this brand new job. And she goes, the CEO, I'm pretty sure he's gay. And, like, we've had chats about going to Mardi Gras. And she said that he was going to be at the Horton Pavilion.
Yeah.
I said, I doubt you'll see him. Like, there's 25,000 people here. Like, I doubt you're going to see him. Next minute, this was probably like half an hour later, we hear this, Kate. And I've turned around, and that's my friend's name, and I've turned around, and there's this guy just standing there in a sparkly pair of budgie smugglers.
Yeah.
And she goes, that's the CEO of my new work.
He said, I've been stalking you all afternoon.
No, and he was just fabulous. He was an absolute dream. And I said, your work sounds like a lot of fun. She goes, trust me, there's going to be a lot of glitter at everyday meetings, that's for sure.
And talk me through Sunday when it's all done and dusted. And,
Sunday.
Yeah. Just a good review, that.
Yeah.
That's a bit of a sigh, yeah. All worth it, though.
All summed up in one word.
Yeah.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Hey, so the Adele tickets, which we gave away last week, we had a double pass every single day last week to see Adele, which is on this weekend. We played a game of A Dilemma.
Where we put two people up against each other and then they had to decide who got the double pass. And can I say, some amazing generosity last week.
Well, here's the thing. We wanted to reward the people that were generous enough to give up their tickets. So what we're going to do is, those people that gave up their tickets last week now have a double chance to win a goal pass this weekend. So
that's four people.
Is that four people?
It's only four people.
Oh, I thought you meant four tickets.
No, so it's only four people who are in the draw, and we're also going to play a game every day this week.
Yes.
Where you're going to have a chance, whoever calls through, to win a chance into that draw.
So there will be four new people in the draw, but everyone from last week has a double chance of winning because they gave up their tickets. So they're straight in.
There's a bit of karma coming back.
A game we want to play this week. Because we want to get the true Adele fans, don't we? So we want to put you to the test with some Adele lyrics, which we're going to do after 8:30 this morning. So 13, 12, 16, you can start calling through now. We'll throw an Adele song your way, and then you have to go word for word on an Adele song.
Literally.
Yeah.
Between you and whoever else calls, and the person to stuff up first
is out.
Loses.
And you're out of the draw.
So let's give it a crack this morning.
All right. Well, I don't want to use an Adele song, so we need them for the week.
Let's use a Justin Bieber song, because he's here next week.
Okay.
And we also have tickets for that next week to give away.
All right. So we'll play an Adele song, and then you and I, as an example, are going to go back to back, word for word.
All right.
With
so
Bieber
let's do
lyrics.
It with the Bieber song. Here we go.
All right. Is it too late now to say sorry? 'Cause I'm missing
more
than
just
your
body.
Is it
too
late
to?
Oh, yes, he's done it.
Is it
you can't
late?
Say two twice.
Oh. That's how easy it is to stuff up.
I'm in the draw. I'm in the draw, guys. I'm off to Sydney.
You can't win.
All right, so that's how it's going to go down this morning.
A Dilemma 2.0.
Yes, after the news, 13, 12, 16 right now. Goal passes.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
We've got your chance to see Adele this weekend. Gold tickets, and it's our A Dilemma 2.0 with this.
For everything Adele.
Hello.
Like it.
All right, it's Adele 2.0.
I hadn't heard that before, but I like it.
Gordy's face just there. So last week we put people head-to-head. They had to decide between themselves who was going to get the tickets. This week we're not going to make people do that.
Well, see, the thing is, whoever did give up their tickets last week now have a double chance to get this goal pass this week. So we're rewarding those people, Bree, which
is
great.
So that is karma coming back around.
These people are going in that draw as well, because we want to give fresh people
exactly.
a chance to get in
we
there
Exactly. We
want to
give you guys this all this week a chance.
Maxine's in Saratoga. Morning, Maxine.
Morning.
Maxine just dropped off the line, guys.
Oh,
so we're
going
to get.
Going
how about we go to Bree in Wadalba instead? Let's go, Bree in Wadalba.
Let's go. Oh, morning, Bree.
It's your lucky day, Bree.
Morning. Morning.
Oh, you've swooped in at the last second, Bree.
Well done.
Story of my life.
You're playing.
Picking up the scraps.
Love a good scrap. So, Bree, and you're taking on Kylie and Gorokin this morning. Morning, Kylie.
Morning.
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 All right, guys. So
let's get stuck into it.
Yeah, let's get stuck into it.
We're about to play you a piece of an Adele song. We need to give them at least the title of the song. So what song are we going with this morning?
Rolling in the Deep.
Rolling
this
in the Deep. We're going to play you a part of the song, and then you need to go word for word on those Adele lyrics. First one to buzz out loses. The other person's in the draw for the tickets.
First one to get a word wrong,
that's
which
right.
is not the correct lyric, will also be out.
All right. So, Kylie, you're going to start us off because you've been on the line the longest. Take it away after you hear the end of the song. Here's a piece of Adele.
They leave me breathless. I can't help feeling we could have had it.
Take it away, Kyles.
Rolling.
Breathe.
Rolling. I don't know.
So Kylie's gone with rolling.
Rolling.
We need the next word from you, Bree.
Rolling.
In the deep.
It's in the name of the song. That means Kylie.
It would be in.
No.
Hey, and this is where we weed out the people that aren't true Adele fans. Because if you're an Adele fan, you know what comes after the word rolling in that song right
story
there.
Story of my life again, bombing out.
Yeah. Swooped in for the scratch and bombed out real quick.
Oh, unlucky, Brie. It does happen.
That's the thing.
You get put on the spot and your brain just freezes.
Kylie, on the standby list for gold tickets, which happens this Friday. Congratulations.
Awesome, thank you. I didn't think it'd be that easy.
Yeah. Neither did we, Kylie.
Well, Brie didn't think it'd
actually
be that hard.
Yeah, to be honest, it actually is pretty hard.
Yeah.
But to put it into perspective, these tickets, there's only going to be 8 people in the draw at the end of this week to win those VIP gold passes.
More chances tomorrow here at C.
Get up with Brie and Gaunsey.
CFM.